Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome once again to Line of Judah Online. We're dealing with the subject at present called Gifts of the Spirit and Ministry Gifts, and this is part 9 from the 9-part series, the final part, and we're dealing particularly with the fivefold ministry gifts. We turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 8 to 12, and we read, from verse 7, "But to each one of us grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now this he ascended, what does it mean but that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended also is the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fulfill all things. Verse 11, and he himself gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers. Verse 12, for the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry and for edifying the body of Christ. Verse 13, till we all come into the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ." In these scriptures, we see who is called into the fivefold ministry or full-time ministry. That's the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and pastors and teachers. It also gives the reason why in verse 12 they're called into the fivefold ministry, and verse 13 also tells us how long they're called into the fivefold ministry, and of course with the anointing. Three reasons why ministry gifts are given to the church: for the perfecting of the saints, the born-again believers, and that's bringing them to spiritual maturity, and for the work of the ministry, and for edifying or building up the body of Christ. That's why the fivefold ministry have been put in position not to reign over the body of Christ, but to come under the body of Christ to train and equip the ordinary, everyday believer to do the work of the ministry. That is the target, that is the goal for the fivefold ministry. And the fivefold ministry works as a team, not individually. One is greater than the other. They all work together in unity for the perfecting of the saints, for training and equipping the body of Christ to do the work of the ministry. Our example is Christ Jesus himself. He was God, outpoured and became a man on the earth. He operated in all fivefold ministry positions to the fullest, but he came not to reign over the disciples or the apostles. He came under them, and in three and a half years, he trained and equipped them so when he left the earth that they would go into the world and change the world. We are to be conformed in the image of Christ Jesus, and that is we are to train and equip the ordinary everyday believer to do work of the ministry. It's not up to the ministry, fivefold ministry people, to go into the world and try and convert everybody. It is for the fivefold ministry to act as a team, to mature the body of Christ to do the work of the ministry wherever they are in the world at any time. What is the difference between a full-time minister and a part-time ministry? There is an anointing upon each ministry gift, the full-time minister that is not on the layman or part-time. No part-time person can take the place of these ministry gifts that God has given. Every person is called to be a minister to build the kingdom of God. Unless we have the ministry gifts in the church, the saints will not mature, nor be equipped as they should be to do the work of the ministry. It's very clear in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, it says, and he himself, that is Jesus, gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28, it says, and God appointed these in the church, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, and after that miracles and gifts of healing, administrators, and various tongues. Notice something about all the ministry gifts. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, it says that Jesus gave the ministry gifts unto men. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28, it says that God set the ministry gifts into the church. God gave the ministry gifts to man, and God set them in the church, not man, and that is a great difference. You do not enter any phase of ministry just because you want to, or because someone told you to, or because someone prophesied over you. No man calls you into ministry. It is a divine call. God alone sets men and women into the ministry gifts. I would like to put down an example here just at present. When you look at your physical hand, you have five fingers on it, a thumb and four fingers. Your thumb can touch all of the other four fingers very easily, but your fingers can't touch the other part of your hands or fingers easily. For the whole hand of my physical hand to work properly, I need all five fingers working together, and that makes the hand work, and then the hand serves my body. God didn't make my hand with only one finger or one thumb, but five fingers, including a thumb. If you take the thumb as being the apostle can touch all the other fourfold ministry positions quite easily, but the other positions can't touch the apostle's ministry. That does not make the apostle greater than the other fourfold ministry positions. It means that the apostle has got more responsibility and most likely more anointing to do the work. They all work together. One is not greater than the other. I also want to point out something else in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28. It says, and God has appointed these in the church, first the apostle, second the prophet, third teachers, and after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, administrators, and various types of tongues. In this scripture, it can be misinterpreted that the apostle is the most important one, followed by the second most important is the prophet and then teachers. What God is saying in this scripture is the first ministry to be developed in the early church or the church in those days was the apostle. It doesn't mean the apostle is better than the prophet. It just means the apostle came into position first, the prophet came into position second, and the third was the teacher. They came. What God is talking about in the scripture is how they came into the church and how they were developed. It's not talking about their importance, and this is very important to understand that the apostle doesn't make himself above the other fourfold ministry positions. Whom God calls, God equips. For those whom God calls into ministry, he equips for the ministry. God anoints those called to the ministry and gives them the spiritual ability to stand in whatever office he calls them to. We need a ministry equipped with supernatural gifts and supernatural equipment. The ministry consists not in name, but in power that the Lord Jesus Christ, the head of the church, bestows upon a person to stand in a ministry office. You can't intrude into a ministry office that you are not called by God to do. It is dangerous to do so. It could cost you your life. No one can put anyone else in a ministry office. God alone sets people in these offices. Other people may recognize and acknowledge such a calling, but it is God who calls and sets the ministry gifts in the church. If you don't want to know whether or not you are called into ministry, you probably are not. You see, if you have a preach or teach on you, it's going to come out of you and be exposed. It does not qualify a person to stand in one of these ministry offices. To enter the ministry office requires a divine call. God gives the divine call to the ministry. He bestows the spiritual equipment for the ministry, and he requires certain qualifications to those in ministry. The particular method by which God calls one into ministry is unimportant, but what is important is a person's obedience to the call. When a person is called into ministry, they must be born again to be effective and to be filled with the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is the one who gives the gifts. He's the one who does the anointing and the power. It takes years, quite often, for a person to develop and to become mature spiritually to stand in an office. So the office, the fivefold ministry offices, aren't immediately given to people, although they may be a future thing given by the Lord. But what is important is a person grows up, becomes born again first, filled with the Holy Spirit, and then grows into spiritual maturity, and then God can appoint that person into a fivefold ministry position. It takes time, it takes years, so I just encourage you to be patient, but seek the will of God in your walk with him on the earth. I hope this subject we've been dealing with, called Gifts of the Spirit and Ministry Gifts, I hope this whole teaching has been able to clear up any misunderstandings in your walk with the Lord, and also give you some direction and some solid foundational truths that you can work with. God wants people put into fivefold ministry positions, but not everyone is called into a fivefold ministry position. All believers are equipped by God to do ministry on the earth, but like I've said, not all are called to the fivefold ministry positions, full-time ministry, that is. Thank you for being with me throughout this subject. I hope you've enjoyed it. Until the next one, God bless.